I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, today at the Comedy 103.1 Bar, we have Joe List here to play a few games. Good morning, Joe.
You come across very sincere. I feel very, like, welcomed here.
Oh.
I feel like you guys are actually happy to have me.
We are. We legitimately are. Well, see, I'm the most interesting person in the building, so anytime someone new comes in, I'm like, oh my gosh, yay.
I'm slightly hurt because I feel like I'm also interesting and we haven't really... interestinged off yet? There could be some sort of competition to see. Like,
who's
you've just declared yourself the most interesting, right, which I think is a little presumptuous.
We're going to have an interesting off. I need you to just rapid fire. We're going to go back and forth and talk about interesting things about ourselves.
Now, can we lie or does it have to be like kind of real?
I won't know if you lie.
I speak fluent French.
Mon Dieu, je parle français, mais un peu.
So you've already won. You actually speak French.
I have, just a bit.
I've been to Paris 3 times. I went last year for the big tennis tournament.
And you didn't pick up any French while you were there?
No, I tried to learn. I took that Duolingo app.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to learn French this way. And I need to learn things with somebody. Because I kept being like, whatever, les avons, and I need someone to go, no, you're saying it like an idiot. You need to say it like this or something. And I just quit after a while. But I tried. I know some things.
I found with Duolingo, they spend like 3 lessons just talking about rice.
Yeah, there's like words that they've just chosen. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to say this word.
Yeah, like the men are eating rice. You learn that like 12 times over. And I just think, is big rice pushing this? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that rice is a little dirtier than you think. The rice are really trying to get involved with our politics and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, no, it's pretty serious.
That's a topic for another day.
But
okay,
yeah,
we don't have to talk about it.
Rice is a problem.
I don't need you exposing conspiracies here.
No.
That's not what we do.
But let's just say rice is listening.
Okay. They're always listening.
Yeah.
So what we do here is play bar games. So we are going to play the game Never Have I Ever.
Oh, interesting. Fun. This is similar like to like the Who's More Interesting game.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Basically, I just like to compete with famous people to somehow prove I'm better. I don't know. My therapist and I are working on it.
Great. I also have a therapist. The fact that you just called me famous or implied that I'm famous is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm just full of compliments today.
I really appreciate it.
I mean, you've been on national TV, so you win.
Yeah, the problem is being on TV does not result in fame anymore. Like, if this was 1985, I would be famous. But now, you do The Tonight Show, nobody even calls you, including my parents.
But if it were 1985, like, you'd be 3.
True. Wow, you really nailed it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was 3 in 1985.
Wow.
Boy, you are interesting.
I can tell people's ages.
You could spot ages and you can speak French.
Yeah, that's it. I could go to carnivals and be a success.
You're winning.
Never have I ever eaten a fast food hamburger.
I've had a plethora of fast food hamburgers.
What are they like?
They're pretty delicious, depending. I mean, sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not so great. It's inconsistent, but yeah, I've had a lot. I've actually quit because I have this acid reflux problem. So I quit fast food about 5 months ago. I mean, a double cheeseburger, and I would do it probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh,
my whole, like, childhood. And I was like, I ran cross country. I would run like 8 miles and then go home and have like a double cheeseburger and fries and stuff.
I mean,
it was bad news bears.
Yeah. All right. Give me something you've never done.
All right. Something I've never done. Never have I ever been to Africa.
I haven't either.
All right.
I've seen it from Spain.
Oh, I think it's from space.
No,
which would have been like, we got to talk about your
cool
space exploration,
yeah,
for the rest
travels
of the time.
I led with I know French, but I've been to space. You want to go?
I'd like to go to Africa. I'd like to do Kilimanjaro. That's like the big mountain there. That seems like it would be fun.
Yeah. Maybe.
But anyways, no, I've never been there. And it seems like, oh, also South Africa. My wife was born in South Africa.
No way.
Yeah, my wife's African-American. I mean, she's
white.
Yeah. She's very white. She moved here when she was 3 months old, so she's pretty. But, you know, it's a fun claim at least.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, because most of us have never traveled that direction. So.
And she can't be president.
She can't.
Yeah, because she's a woman.
Come on.
No. Because she was born.
Actually, yes, that's the most accurate one.
She wasn't born here. Well, maybe this time around. I don't want to get into politics.
You can see Joe List this weekend at Comedy Works downtown.
Everything I have to say, I say on stage and then afterwards. This is me. I do a meet and greet after. This is me. Oh, what the hell?
What a pitch.
It's not great. It's not good. I get very nervous.
Okay.
I'm nervous right now. I'm terrified.
Are you?
Yeah.
Of me?
Just in general. Just in life.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, something's gonna kill us.
Eventually.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Terrifying people is what I strive to do in this world.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Joe List. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.